Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another edition of the News Hour coming to you today from London, the studios of Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are. As usual, we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this earth, you should be receiving Radio Biafra if you have internet accessibility. Radio Biafra is listened to and received in every country of the world. Please tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell your families, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your cousins, even your distant relatives. Please let everybody know that Radio Biafra is on the air. Tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co or peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. They should be able to get Radio Biafra. If you experience any form of intermittent connection, please refresh your page. You should be able to receive us. We are coming to you live and direct from London. The time now has just gone 3 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here on a summer evening here in London. There is still light outside. It feels like more like 4 p.m. in Biafra land, where we come from, where I come from. That this is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you, please. And once again, you know what to do. You know what to when to start calling us and the number to call, please, which I will repeat now. Please get your pen and paper ready. The number to call, should we start taking calls, is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. You can also join us on Skype. You can get us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra, all one word, and in all in lower casing, Radio Biafra, to your Skype contact list. You then should be able to speak to us. Even if we've not accepted your request, you are free to please call Radio Biafra. You can also get us on Tango. The number for Tango is the same, is +44 78 31 30 8376. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, the only platform that projects the voice of the distressed, the dispossessed, the deported all over the world. We are being killed. We are being deported. Radio Biafra is here to unashamedly report the issue of Biafra. We are here to relentlessly and without any prevarication to pursue the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not going to relent in our effort. We are not going to slumber. We are not going to weaken. Our resolve is hardened every blessed day. Neither are we going to retreat nor surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no alternative. There is no third way. Regardless of what the enemy does, both temporal and spiritual, we are marching relentlessly forward to go and accomplish what the good Lord himself has said before us. And this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you wherever you are. I have with me in the studio today, who has kindly decided to help us once again, is M. Carol Monday. We have our dear sister Chidera Akabo, who is joining us all the way live via secure connection from Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States of America. We are also looking forward to welcoming Barrister Mamizu, and also at some point Uche Mefo as well, wherever you are. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. This is your platform. It is yours. Please speak your mind. Anything you have in your mind, say it on Radio Biafra. If we make a mistake, we'll correct it. We'll apologize for it. If you have any advice to give to us, give it to us on air. If you have any criticism, please do so. We are not afraid to be criticized. Please, you can come and criticize us and say whatever is on your mind. We may not agree with you, but we will fight the damnness hard to make sure that you speak your mind, because we love free speech. We want freedom of speech, and we encourage it as long as it's within the bounds of reason, decency, and taste. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you on this day, the 26th of July in the year of our Lord 2013, that this particular message is getting to the whole world. Please, we have not forgotten what we owe the people back home to make sure that we get our transmitter. We thank all of you who have been in one way or the other scrambling around and trying to make sure that our transmitter comes. We are going to do justice to it, and we are also saying that our app is very, very imminent. We're going to launch it. We'll be saying that for a very long time. Please, before we proceed any further, I'll go to Carol to please say hello to all our wonderful listeners all over this planet called Earth, listening to Radio Biafra this evening from London. Please.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to the planet Earth. All our Biafran family, all my brothers and sisters. He's saying that we should share amongst our family, but we are the Biafran family. This is the People's Station, so we're here to listen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And Chidera, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I am welcoming you to today's segment of the program. My name is Chidera Akabo from here, Tennessee, United States of America. You're welcome.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live, unadulterated and direct. This is the only platform where you get the truth. If you want lies, please go somewhere else. That this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Radio Biafra remains the only people pursuing Biafra with Bilie Human Rights Initiative under the auspices of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, pursuing the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, without any blemish, without any problems at all whatsoever, insofar as the pursuit of this very noble cause is concerned. We make bold to say that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. There is no blemish whatsoever. If you think we have done anything wrong, please don't inbox us. Do not telephone. Do not Skype. Come on air on Radio Biafra and say it. When we say that we have no skeletons in our cupboard, we are saying it because there are no skeletons in our cupboard. If we have done anything wrong to either to try to slow down the struggle, if we have done anything to try to bring this particular struggle into disrepute, come on air and expose us. But I swear to God in heaven that if you do anything wrong in the name of Biafra, you will be torn to shreds. Because Biafra is a noble calling. People have died because of Biafra. Over 3.5 million people and still counting. We are being deported from Yoruba land. We are being killed in the northern part of Nigeria. Anybody messing about with the name of Biafra is dead in the water. Because here at Radio Biafra, we are not going to support it. We are not going to allow it. Everything possible will be done to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. We welcome you from wherever you are on this planet. If you are experiencing any difficulties, please, we urge you to refresh your browser. Refresh your browser, please, if you're having any difficulties, because our transmission is going on very well from here. There are no issues. There are no difficulties. Our transmission is abundantly fine from this end. Once again, we are welcoming you. And I will go to our dear sister. But before I do so, let us make sure that we are joined by Uchemefor. Is that correct, Uchemefor? Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Uchemefor, can you please confirm that you're able to join us, please?
Yes, I am with you.
We cannot get your voice very, very clear, please. If you try to bear with us, we'll try to rectify this problem in a very in a few seconds. We'll try to get this problem rectified. Please remain where you are. Please remain where you are. Uchemefor, can you please confirm your presence to us, please? Yes, please, and we will try and come back to you. Stay where you are. Let us go and get the news headlines. We have Uchemefor for joining us, and he will be with us in a very few seconds, please. Chidera, please go ahead. Give us the news headlines today, please, and the accompanying news summary, if you may.
News headlines. We are reporting today that CLO condemns deportation of Igbos by Yoruba Governor Fashola of Lagos State. We're also reporting that Igbo youths condemn Turaki over Boko Haram compensation for victims. Also that President tells five northern governors, you are agents of opposition. Arewa youths claim northern elders are responsible for the north's problems. We're also reporting that Justice Akambi holds politicians responsible for the woes afflicting Nigeria. We're also reporting that Senate is ready to take over Rivers Assembly. And lastly, that Boko Haram kills two Nigerian majors and 13 other soldiers. Now the news in detail. This is a report coming from Pamela Abel. She's saying that the Civil Liberties Organization, CLO, Anambra State Branch, has strongly condemned the pensions by the Lagos State government in Nigeria's southwest to round up and deport large numbers of Igbos from the southeast, dumping them in Onitsha, the commercial nerve center of Anambra. Reacting to the alleged deportation of 67 persons from Lagos who were dumped in Onitsha early yesterday morning, the CLO described the action as not only wicked but also a brazen breach of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. In a statement signed by the chairman, Comrade Aloysius Atta, and secretary, Comrade Justice Ijeoma, the frontline civil rights groups recalled that a similar incident occurred some months back. While calling on the Anambra State government to address the issue frontally with their Lagos State counterparts, the CLO called for a holistic investigation into the matter. The organization also queried the intention of the Lagos State government in the action, as they noted that most of the people brought into the state are not indigenous of Anambra. According to the organization, Lagos State's government, by their action, is proving that the state is not only above the law, but can operate another set of laws without qualms in the country. They were also emboldened to repeat this dastardly act because of the gentleman approach which Congress adopted in having the first incident. Labeling the act as appalling and unacceptable, the CLO called for an immediate action on the part of Anambra State government to ensure that the perpetrators of this act will not go unpunished. Anambra State cannot be a dumping ground, the CLO said. Igbo youths have condemned chairman of the Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution on Security Challenges in the North, Tanimu Turaki, over his comment that there would be no compensation for victims of Boko Haram insurgency, describing it as divisive justice. The youth, speaking under the aegis of Ohanaeze Youth Council, OYC, said the Turaki committee had failed in its duties by taking such position when it ought to have computed the figures of victims, living and dead, and made suggestions for appropriate compensation. In a statement signed by the National President, Comrade Francis Oji, and two others, the group called for immediate compilation of the figures of victims of Boko Haram, as well as their losses, by a federal government-appointed team to reconcile the degree of their losses and determine reparation. The presidency yesterday described the five northern governors who captured People's Democratic Party over alleged poor leadership and internal crisis as agents of the opposition. It warned them to desist from continuing to engage in acts capable of unduly heating up the polity and distracting President Goodluck Jonathan from delivering on his promises to Nigerians. Political advisor to the president, Alhaji Ahmed Gulak, made the allegation in an exclusive interview with Vanguard in Abuja. He also said that Jonathan never signed any agreement with northern governors or traditional rulers, arguing that he, Gulak, would have been part of the process because of his position in the administration. Northern youths on Thursday criticized their elders over what they described as calls for the nation's presidency to return to the region in 2015. The youth, under the aegis of the Arewa People's Patriotic Front, said rather than calling for presidency to return to the north, the elders should saddle themselves with the responsibility of putting their house in order. National Chairman APPF Mr. Sunday Ibrahim, while addressing a press conference in Kaduna on Thursday, accused the elders for being responsible for the sundry problems confronting the region. He said, Professor Ango Abdullahi and his team demanded that power must return to the north in 2015, but we want to know which of the north he is referring to. Not long ago, he was in this country when we were told that there were two norths, the north and the core north. We have seen and are still seeing the effects of the balkanization of the north. Former chairman of the Independent Corrupt Practices and Other Related Offenses Commission, ICPC, Justice Mustafa Akambi, has blamed the problems facing Nigerians on politicians. Akambi spoke in Lagos yesterday as the chairman of the 9th annual lecture organized by AELEX Law Firm. At the well-attended lecture with the theme, In God's Name, Politics, Religion, and Economic Development, the jurist said, although there were some good politicians in the country, the majority of them are crooked and did not fear God. According to him, unless the politicians turn a new leaf and stop being self-centered, the country's woes may continue indefinitely. The Senate yesterday backed the action of the House of Representatives by taking over the functions and duties of the crisis-ridden River State House of Assembly. The action of the Senate is in line with the provisions of Section 11(4) of the 1999 Nigerian Constitution as amended. The Senate also urged the Inspector General of Police, Mr. Mohammed Abubakar, to transfer the River State Commissioner of Police, Mr. Joseph Mbu, out of state since his relationship with Governor Rotimi Amaechi had broken down irretrievably. In addition, the three senators from River State were tasked to use their positions to promote peace and prevent an escalation of the crisis in the state. Two army majors and 13 soldiers killed by Boko Haram terrorists in the northeastern state of Borno, Yobe, as well as UNAMID operations in Darfur, Sudan, were yesterday given national burial at the National Military Cemetery in Abuja, with President Goodluck Jonathan insisting that the nation will win the war on terror. At the burial ceremony, which took place at the National Military Cemetery, Abuja, scores of officers and men of the force, amidst grieving relatives of the gallant officers and men, Jonathan, represented by Vice President Namadi Sambo, described the death of the officers and soldiers as a sacrifice for the nation's unity. His words, "We are gathered here on a sad note to honor our gallant officers and men who have sacrificed their lives for the peace and progress of our nation. On several occasions and different for, I have reiterated the commitment of this administration to strengthening and improving the nation's security capabilities to enable us to confront challenges of the 21st century. This is the news of today, 26th of July, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra. Our dear sister Chidera Kabo has just given us the news, and we're very grateful to you. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. As we said previously, that we are joined by Uche Mefo. Uche Mefo is with us for the program. He's joining us. He continues to do his job, but he's joining us. Please, Uche, can you confirm your presence, please? Uche, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. We are welcoming you wherever you are, please. And once again, that the number to call, should you wish to join this conversation later on, remains. Please, Chidera, can you give us the number again?
Yes. The number is +44 783 130 8376. Again, +44 783 130 8376.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. And we are also reporting, we are also announcing today that our brothers in Malaysia are having a meeting. They are having a meeting. There is a meeting by our brothers in Malaysia. And we please ask everybody, we ask those of you in Malaysia to make sure that this meeting is attended, because they are doing a wonderful work in Malaysia. Ikejiku Enyago is doing exceptionally well. This meeting is holding this Saturday, July the 27th at 4 p.m. It's holding on July the 27th at 4 p.m. And you can get further details on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, you should be able to see it. The number to call is 01477073 02. I repeat, the number to call is 01477073 02. That is the number to call. That is the number for Ikechukwu, our dear brother. He is the one coordinating the whole of Malaysia. Malaysia is very strong. They are very formidable. They are the pioneers. If you want to know how to structure your organization, please speak to those of them in Malaysia. We are trying to see if we can find out where this meeting is holding. We don't have it yet. For directions, that is what you need to do. You need to call that very number for direction. The number, once again, for Malaysia, they are meeting on Saturday, July the 27th at 4 p.m. The number to call, please, is 01477073 02. If you are in Malaysia, thank you very much. Please continue the good work that the wonderful people of Malaysia are doing. We also got a message from our dear sister Hilda Eze from Germany. Hilda Eze, we have managed to respond to you. We are saying that Germany is being coordinated by Fred Onyale, but Germany also has been split into three because Germany is very big. Please speak to Fred Onyale and find out where you belong. If there is nothing happening in your area, you can start one yourself. Once again, we're the coordinators of the various consultative councils in the various countries, the 10-man committee or 10-woman committee or a committee of 10 people comprising of men and women. They have a forum on Skype, please. If your people are up to 10, you must be able to coordinate an area and be designated as the coordinator of that very country or that very geographical area before you belong to this very group. It is not another gossip forum. It is not a place for people to converge because they are bored or they don't have anything better to do. This is a place for coordinators only. The minimum requirement for entry is that you must be in charge of an area that has at least a minimum of 10 members. That is before you can belong. So please, we are asking Ikechukwu Enyiago and all the other people, Maureen Ezechukwu and all the rest of them who are there, to ensure that anybody coming in there fulfills this very simple criteria. We are now able to be joined by Uche Mefo, who is obviously, Uche, if you're there, say hello to our wonderful people, please.
Hello, fellow Biafra friends, friends of Biafra from around the world. Welcome to the program. My name is Uche Mefo.
Thank you very much. You have listened to the headlines. Please, we'll begin by first of all going to Carol to give us her views, her understanding of the news we are presenting today, that this is Radio Biafra on this day, the 26th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. But before we do so, we'll go to Uche to please, you've been following the news or at least part of it. Can you please tell us what you're making of what you're reporting today on a day that we are informing the people that even the CLO, who are the Civil Liberties Organization, are now weighing in and saying that the deportation of our people from Lagos, the deportation of Igbo people by Yoruba people from Lagos and dumping them in Onitsha, the commercial nerve center of Anambra State, is unacceptable. It is still reverberating. We know that we dealt with this issue yesterday, but it doesn't go away. When something of this magnitude breaks anywhere in the world, it makes the news headline for at least a week, because the deportation of people from their own country is not only abhorrent, but should be registered as being unacceptable. Today, the Civil Liberties Organization, which is a human rights group, Anambra State branch, is saying how these Yoruba people rounded up Igbo people and dumped them in Onitsha is unacceptable. What is your reaction, and why is this particular news is not gathering as much momentum as we would have hoped or liked it to gather by this time?
Yes, it's a very, very unfortunate. It is an abomination, to say the least, that those clamoring for one Nigeria are deporting their fellow Nigerians, in quotes. And that goes to credence to what we have been saying, that there is no future for the Igbos, for Biafrans in Nigeria. And this is a clarion call once again, demonstrating the fact that Igbos are not wanted in Nigeria, not in the north, not in the western part of Nigeria. The best solution is to head eastward, go to south-south, or remain in the southeast. You will not die, because God has ordained it that the Igbos must remain in their land or outside that contraption called Nigeria in order to prosper. We are calling on all Igbos living in northern part of Nigeria, including my family members, I've been saying this, to leave that of the country and go back to their land. It is not easy to relocate, but we have been having all these humiliation for the past 40 years, apart from our experiences in the war. The time is, it is now time for us to begin to look for our fatherland, Biafra. There is no going back on all this. These things are not going to stop. This is just tip of the iceberg. The killings that have been going on in Nigeria against the Igbos, against Biafrans, in northern part of Nigeria, in the western part of Nigeria, cannot stop. It is gathering momentum even as we are speaking. What happened in 1963 is just a child's play. These people are going to unleash more mayhem on Igbos, on Biafrans living in northern part of Nigeria. The western part of Nigeria are going to help them to block the road, to block the wherever you can run away from. The Igbo community, the business community in Lagos are going to lose a lot. Those in Kano, those in Kaduna, those in any part of Nigeria apart from Igbo land and South South, you are going to suffer, and that suffering is going to be monumental, more than what we have had in during the build up to the war and during the war itself. There is no missing words about this. Relocation is going to be painful, but this is a task and exercise that must be embarked upon because our race is at the brink of extinction. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and please remain where you are. That this is Radio Biafra. We are wondering if there is anything. Please, Carol, what takes your fancy in what you are presenting today? Please, there's quite a lot to get through.
Yeah,
not just this very case. We want to be able to use this evening to inform our people, to advise our people that the killing is not going to stop. The killing of Igbo people will never ever stop until we have Biafra. We are going to give them instances in the Jewish history. The Israelites, the Hebrews, the same thing happened to them. After one killing, they said, oh, forget it, it won't happen again. They kept killing them, they kept killing them, they kept killing them non-stop and relentlessly until Hitler massacred 6 million of them. Worse is going to happen to us because we don't even have a unifying religion. We don't even have a unifying tradition as we speak. We don't have anything to hold on to. Of course, apart from Radio Biafra, thank God for Radio Biafra. What catches your fancy, please?
Yes, the lawlessness in Nigeria is amazing. I mean, now again, you've been deported. I heard today that groups are deporting Yorubas and Hausas out now. So every state now is being deported. That's ridiculous that you can deport someone in your own country. But this is what is happening. And really, you need to go home wherever you're from. If you're not, they're saying since 2009 from north, go home. You really have to get back to wherever you were because it is war down there now. It's chaos. And, you know, these two majors now that have been killed by Boko Haram, Jonathan let that plane of Russian weapons, he grounded it, and then he let it go back out again. So where are the Russian weapons now? They're there killing two of your majors, Jonathan. So, you know, where's the federal law? You know, the good luck's not going to help you. So it's best you go home, free Biafra, and let's come out.
That is the best thing to do. If you are not interested in freeing Biafra, you are listening to the wrong radio station. If you are not interested to do all you can to make sure that we remove ourselves, we extricate ourselves from the mess, from the zoological republic, a place where they tell you one thing and it is another happening, a place where one day they say we are winning the war on Boko Haram, and the next day what happens? Boko Haram kills two Nigerian majors and 13 other soldiers, because two army majors and 13 soldiers were killed by Boko Haram in the northeastern state of Borno. This is in Yobe and Yobe as well as UNAMID operations in Darfur, Sudan. We are yesterday given national burial at the National Military Cemetery in Abuja, with President Goodluck Jonathan insisting that the nation will win the war on terror. Please, Goodluck Jonathan, the United States government, the most powerful army on this earth, the most advanced civilization known to man till date, cannot defeat Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. They cannot defeat Taliban in Afghanistan. They opened up an office in the United Arab Emirates to negotiate with them. You cannot defeat an ideology the same way that imprisonment, that killing, Azu River, all the things that have done to us, even kidnapping, have not stopped us from talking about Biafra. Nobody is capable of defeating an ideology. The emperors in Rome tried it. Emperor Nero, all of them, they killed as many. In fact, even St. Peter in Rome was thrown into a cauldron of oil, boiling oil. Yet Christianity succeeded in taking over Rome. That is where you have the papal seat. That is where the Pope sits. You cannot defeat an ideology. You cannot defeat a way of thinking. You cannot defeat a way of life. We are asking good Lord Jonathan to do what de Klerk did in South Africa, to do what Gorbachev did in the old Soviet Union, to allow Nigeria to manage the peaceful disintegration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Allow people to go their separate ways. You keep Nigeria together and it will end up worse than Somalia. There will be death. Everybody who is listening to Radio Biafra, heard about Radio Biafra and did nothing, the same thing that happened to those that we preached to in 2009, we told them to leave the north and go home and they refused until Boko Haram came and killed all of them. We are telling you today that as night follows day, there will be no Nigeria to go to. We are keeping all the transmissions we have made. We are keeping all the broadcasts, because when the time comes, we will say, Lekwanya Rasiani, we told you so. There will be no Nigeria. After 2015, Nigeria will no longer exist the way you know it. It will be band and band after band of bandits in various areas. You will not go home. That is why the peaceful separation of the varying components within the contraption called Nigeria must happen now and not tomorrow. And that is why we exist, to tell you that Nigeria never existed before. It is a useless country that came into existence in 1914. The people that God created as independent nations there have been existing for thousands of years until Frederick Lugard came from, I don't know if it's from Scotland or from London, I don't know where his ship set sail from, maybe Portsmouth, and said, you, from today your name is now Nigeria. Let us ask them. Bring out the pictures of the Hausa people in the north, the Biafran people in the east, and the cowardly Yorubas in the west, and tell me if they belong in the same country. What we are asking anybody telling us to be in one country, to every country in the world trying to insist on the maintenance of the so-called territorial integrity of Nigeria, is, will you allow the Taliban to come and settle in Surrey, in England? Will you allow the Taliban to settle in Glasgow, in Scotland? Will you allow the Taliban to come and live in Texas and practice their religion and do what they want to do in their own land? Then why are you forcing us to be together? Our skin may be dark, we may be black people from Africa, but we are not one. We are not one. God knows that Biafrans, both in terms of culture, in terms of tradition, in terms of way of life, in terms of value system, has a lot more in common with Greco-Roman, Judeo-Christian way of life than with these people in the north that will rise up in the morning and kill us without even flinching. Let us see what Chidera makes of this. Chidera, what is your opinion? What is your perspective? What do you think? You presented us the news, so you must have an opinion.
Oh, of course, yes. I just think that the time is drawing closer for us to get our freedom, because that's what God is trying to tell us from, you know, from all angles. They look at what Denise is saying. We're being deported from Lagos, of all places. I mean, and it's actually the houses that brought about this deportation, because when someone makes their place very uncomfortable for you to stay in, they're indirectly deporting you. So this deportation started from the north, because they made it very uncomfortable for the Igbos there. They were forcing them to leave. They were killing them. And now the Yorubas have landed as well. So if we, the only place, it means that the only place that we can say we own in Nigeria is our own land. That is why we need our own territory. That's why we need to go and get our nation. As for the justice that is saying that the politicians are corrupt, of course they are, and things are not going to change. For the people that are still hoping on Igbo presidents and one Nigeria, it's still those same people that are going to rule you. So we need the change. For things to get better, what we need is change. So we need to get Biafra, because that is the only place that we are going to be organized to get the good leader that we want for all the things that we need, especially because someone called me today and was asking me how we're going to get good infrastructure. It's by change. We need to change to get good leaders to bring about all the things that we're looking for. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are going to change. We have changed already. We are new people because we are Biafrans. We are Biafrans. There seems to be a tit-for-tat deportation. This one deports that, that person deports another, even within the zoo itself. Carol, you said you drove through Tooting High Street in London. It's all Muslim now. That is why we believe that the true God they worship in England is Allah. Even the entire establishment in England have been taken over by Islam. That is why they support Muslims against Christians. The mistake we made, something occurred to me today as I was researching the news that we're going to present. Something occurred to me and I said, how about if we had gone into that war with the infidels, with the people, with the unbelievers from the north, the uncircumcised people from the north? How about if I had gone into that very battle with the cross of the kingdom of Jerusalem? How would the British and the Americans feel, knowing fully well that they're fighting against Christians, supporting Muslims to fight against Christians? I think that was the mistake we made. Since we are all Christians, they brought us the New Testament. If they slap you on one side, you turn to the other side. We should have gone into that battle with our banner as the cross of Jesus Christ. Let us see how they will fight, how they will support the crescent and the star against the cross of Jesus Christ. If people don't know, what is happening in the zoo is more than a religious war. It is a war of attrition where there is no account of the people dying. The only attrition is directed against Igbo people, directed against Biafran people, and our people are quiet. People think nothing is happening because they are not hearing it. It is like the proverbial burying of head in the sand. You don't know that the rest of your body is outside. It's like a child. When you're confronted with danger, you close your eyes hoping that because you're not seeing that danger, the danger has gone away. No, it won't go away. Very soon you will travel to the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. You will want to go to Igbo land. Believe you me, the bus you're traveling in will be blown up. Your aeroplane will be blown up. You will die there because you failed to do something. I am always reminded of the very learned, very intelligent Edmund Burke that said that evil flourish when good men and women do nothing. I don't know if we actually absorb and assimilate anything we read as black people. I don't know why. It is the same book that people read. The same book that people read and they have scientists and engineers operating in every part of the world apart from sub-Saharan Africa. Why is it that we read something we can't do anything with it? Please, if you keep quiet, our children will die. If you don't do anything, our men will die. If you don't do anything, our uncles will die. It is our duty to rise up and do something now. If we have no home to go to in Biafra land, our situation, wherever we are, becomes more precarious. It happened to the Jews. They kept killing them in every country. People should go and Google Spanish Inquisition. The Spanish Inquisition. Exactly what is happening to Igbo people in Nigeria happened to the Jews all over the world. Anytime it is Good Friday, they will say, oh, you people, you killed Jesus Christ. They will massacre Jews all over Europe. The same thing is happening. Anytime U.S. Army bombs Afghanistan, they kill Igbo people in the north. If there is a cartoon of Prophet Muhammad marrying as a pedophile, they kill Igbo people in the north. Any caricature or any sensible critique of Islam leads to the death of our people in the north. And you think that because you're outside, you're safe. You don't think about the next person, knowing that there is a saying, where we come from, if you miss the first person, you take the neighbor. We are finished, and unless we do something about it, our life will be seriously imperiled. We ask everybody to do whatever you can to make sure that the pursuit of Biafra in truth and honesty is a task for everybody that must be accomplished. We are once again reporting that our brothers are meeting in Malaysia. It is very important that people go and join them in Malaysia. Malaysia is the flagship of what we are trying to accomplish within the new Biafra, the new spirit. We want people to come together, but not as criminals, not as kidnappers, not as bandits. We want you to come together and be united by one thing and one thing alone, the love for Biafra, a sense of purpose, a sense of camaraderie, a sense of brotherhood, and most importantly, a desire to serve Biafra even with your own life. If you're not prepared to do that, then you are in the wrong place. You are not a genuine Biafran. I believe that Uche Mefo is there, still there with us.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, in furtherance to the admonition to our people, you made mention of if we don't do anything, they will kill us. And that statement is right. And that statement is perfect. It is accurate because even if the situation is even more precarious than the Jews, because if we don't do anything, they will kill us. Even if we do something, they will still come against us. So keeping quiet is not an option, because even if you think you are in a safe haven, you run into your own mansion, you go there and hide, they're going to come and demolish that mansion and kill you. So the best thing for us to do now is to begin to mobilize ourselves and have change of attitude towards believing firmly and tenaciously in the conviction that we are a people blessed by God. And if we don't tell the world whom we are, nobody will recognize us. If we don't stand up and say enough is enough, they will continue to kill us. There is no middle ground here. There is no hiding place. The solution is to stand up as Biafrans, as Igbos, as Ibibios, as Ishikiwis, and whatever we call ourselves, and defend tenaciously what we believe in. Recognize the truth and fight for the truth. The truth is Biafra. Freedom is Biafra. Justice is Biafra. And the world remains a very, very dormant place. Until we talk, nobody is going to recognize us. Freedom is not going to be given to us freely. God is not even going to come down from heaven to give us that freedom, because he has given us every enablement. We are prayer warriors. We have so much faith in so many other aspects of our lives, but not in our collective existence. We must have a change of attitude. The time is now. There is no going back. At Radio Biafra, the decision has been taken. It is not by persuasion. It is out of conviction. And we are not going to surrender. We are not going to retreat. Even if you like, kill us. We are going to continue the message of Biafra. Biafra is once again put on the international stage, and there is no going back. And just like I have always said, the issue of Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community, and that is why anywhere you mention Biafra, everybody takes cover. But there is no going back, because with Radio Biafra, with the media onslaught, we are not going back. Biafra must be restored to its rightful place, and every amend made, every justice sought, and every criminal prosecuted, whether they are alive or not, even if they are not alive, all the sins they committed against Biafra will continue to pursue them and their generation until they are wiped out from the face of the earth. And now we must recognize the fact that not only that we are fighting external enemies, we are also fighting a war within ourselves. And the criminals in our midst must be expunged. All the politicians, all those using Biafra to commit crimes, to deceive people, all of them must be banished from our midst. There is no going back, and there is no retreat, there is no surrender. It is either we achieve Biafra peacefully, or we die trying to achieve Biafra. But there is no going back. Everybody using the name of Biafra to commit crime, to deceive people is making mockery of the memories of millions dead and millions Biafran children, men and women who have given their life for this cause. That is the more reason why we must all be serious. Because when you compare to the Jews, what has been done to the Jews is just it's just a tip of the iceberg. The Igbos remain the most endangered race on the face of the earth.
That is correct.
Biafrans remain the most endangered race on the face of the earth.
Yes.
And that is why we must unite. We must come together. There must be change of attitude, because there is nowhere like home. There is nowhere like Biafra.
That is very, very
thank
correct.
You very much.
Thank you. Stay where you are, please. We must go on to take the caller on Skype. Remain where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, sir. Eric Okonkwo calling from Belgium.
Eric Okonkwo from Belgium. This is Radio Biafra from London. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, this is my second time of calling this channel. With the most official good, not only this, anybody's goal is to see that we project our land. I wish it's better. But we know that the Holy Trinity, you know, for us, out of a powerful word, we know we are sent to turn, we know what to do. But I still believe that the taproot of this very enterprise we are going into, a taproot lays in our hometown, that's Lebanon. And I'm sure that no certain group of people that are very can make that taproot stronger. Okay, we believe the only thing we are, what is going fine, is going to be fine there from outside world.
Yes, I agree with you. But our people would need to understand something. I happen to be, and so is the editorial board of Radio Biafra and the team that I work with, that there is no need for you to go to school if you cannot take something from the school and at least put it into practice. We went to school and we are told that every country in this world went through a revolution that is doing well. They went to a revolution. All of them, including England. Everywhere went to a revolution. Why is it then that our people are saying that because other people went through revolutions and died and built United States of America and built Canada and built England and built Germany and built Sweden and built Belgium, Italy, all the rest of it, you then come to where things have already been prepared for you and you're eating. You have forgotten your own obligation to your people. That people died that you may be enjoying what you're enjoying today. Why is it that us as a people, we don't understand what sacrifice means? That you have to do something for your people. That it will have to cost you something.
Yes, sir. I believe that everybody is saying we have to do something. But if you understand where I'm going, the capital of this going to do something is at home. I have the feeling, I live in Belgium, at the moment, and I'm doing fine here. If as soon as this letter comes out, I'm going home to my fatherland.
So, hold on, my brother. Who will make it come? You are living in Belgium, waiting for people to go and get Biafra.
That is true. We have been mobilizing ourselves. All the people living in Europe, we have been mobilizing in short. Not even in Europe, also outside the world. But I still believe that the capital of this tower, this enterprise, is still in Africa, in Nigeria. Who are the people that making us having not even that confidence from? Because in yourself, they're talking about, I don't think it's wrong. Where is the
I'll explain to you, my dear brother, so that we understand how freedom fighting is fought. A lot of people think that if we up today and go, we have a presence at home. I will repeat, not all the criminal people using the name of Biafra to steal and to cheat. Can you believe that they deported our people from Lagos? Nobody, including Owasulike, can't say anything. You know, our people are maybe very Benghazi. People cannot begin to understand. If you say you are a leader, your people are being humiliated. You claim you are a leader, you are fighting for Biafra. Ordinary Yoruba people are deporting us. He kept quiet to show that if he opens his mouth, they will tell him how much they gave him, that he didn't compromise. The reason why we say this is this. Our people must understand that if you follow the devil, you give the devil what the devil needs and what the devil feeds on. These people cannot speak. We have the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. The reason why they cannot come out any day, every blessed day to speak, is because we have not given them the necessary security. But that security is coming, and coming very, very fast. We are putting the necessary infrastructure in place so that once we start, we can never, never, ever, ever stop. We must also remind our people about the revolution. Let me finish this. So that our people understand that a revolution can be fought from outside. The Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran, when the Zahavi family was overthrown in Iran, the Shah of Iran, people that understand history, before people come to Biafra, they should go and read history very well. The Ayatollah was in Paris. From France, the entire revolution was organized and carried out in Iran. And the Shah came back into Iran. So our people need to understand, you can have Radio Biafra in any country of the world broadcasting into that very place. Our activities will be going on the ground, and nobody will know until we're about to rise up. And that is what we're going to do.
Right.
We'll rise up and consume all of them. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Yes, Carol, please.
Hello, I just wanted to make something clear about the UK and the difference. Because in the UK, when we have all these different religions here, when it comes to the UK, you live under UK law. We have every kind of nationality here. In fact, in the southeast of London, there's over a million Igbo people. But they cannot live under their law. They have to live under UK law. If you commit murder in the UK, the people will not let you get away with it. They will make a citizen's arrest if they have to. You cannot commit murder. The difference between us here and you in Nigeria is that in the north now, they're all Islamic states, so they have Islam law. In Islam law, if you're not an Islamic, they can take you out in the marketplace and kill you because you're not Islamic. That rule is coming down now. It's going to Middle State, to Middle Belt, sorry, and then down onwards. We need to gather the people power, and to come out so that you can have a clean slate with a new law, with your own laws, so that you can determine right from wrong. Because in Nigeria, tell me if there is one person out there who can tell me that they have not seen murder, that they haven't seen any corruption of any kind in Nigeria. Give me one person who can tell me this. Because you can do anything in Nigeria. There is no law. It is all corrupt. They give the land weapons, they send them back out again. Now, the people have the power. We have to unite the world across the world to bring the people together, to get this transmitter, get the word to our people and bring it. And we need to do it now, not tomorrow. We're running out of time.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I hope they listen to you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. We've lost the caller on Skype. We ask you to please call back. You have to be very patient. You cannot go into battle and after 5 minutes you run away. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yes, Mr. Namdekologist, Peter Adibe, I'm calling from Doha, Qatar.
You're calling from Doha in Qatar. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Yes, this aspire to the worldwide.
Yes, go ahead.
And now, I want to make something clear. I need my support. So I haven't got the confirmation from interview, so I want to know. You go get my support that I sent about 2 weeks now.
Yes, it has been gotten, it was confirmed, and Carol worked on it today. It has been confirmed, and we are very grateful for what you're doing, and we encourage other people around Qatar as well to do the same thing. Other people around the United Arab Emirates to emulate what you have done so that we can get our transmitter as quickly as possible. Yes.
Okay, thank you very, very much. I'm worried about it. Okay, I want to make something clear here. Because most people have been sending me messages, they're asking if Aspire Ndibo is Biafran. Now, let me make it clear on the air. I am pure Igbo guy from Anambra State in an Anyocha local government. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Please go ahead. We don't want to interrupt you. Please go ahead and say what you're saying. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'm from Anyocha local government in Anambra State. And Agolo, precisely, and Ishiamigo village in Agolo. So anybody asking of Aspire Ndibo, I'm a pure Biafran, I'm a pure Igbo guy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Of course you are. If you're not, you wouldn't be here. If you're not, then you wouldn't have been supporting Biafra. Of course, we know who you are, and you're doing very well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are. Give us your name, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are. No, we can't hear you. We cannot hear you. The caller on Skype, we cannot hear you. Please, we ask you to call us back. This is Radio Biafra. The time has just gone to 6 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London. That this is Radio Biafra. We are going to the whole world. This is the only platform that projects the name of Biafrans to every corner of the earth. Give us your name and where you are, please, the caller on Skype. Hello?
Hello, yes. The director is Nonso from Barcelona, Spain.
Yes, please go ahead.
I just want to ask a question. This amnesty for Boko Haram, what is it for? Because they have not get what they want. So what about the amnesty? If somebody is asking for something, never give the person what he is asking for, and you are giving him amnesty. So is that going to stop the problem? And after that, another thing again. Namdi, you know about it. You know, after the war, our people go back to north because there is no media. Because for the first time, they don't even know why the war started at the first place. I believe now with this media, that's why I'm begging. I'm contributing 50 every month. Our people here in Spain, they have problem of conscience. They have lost their conscience in Namdi. For a long time, they have lost their conscience because now they believe that everybody now is talking about money. This now you are talking about is fraud. They say, hey, forget that guy. That guy is just talking about this is business. I say this is not business, but I believe God never attacked their spirit. It's they have done their conscience. Now, let's take it easy. Everybody will come on board, but we have to be patient because our people have lost their way.
I thank you for what you've said. But it's no good people gossiping like a bunch of market women behind our back. If you have issues, you come on the air and say, don't be afraid, we're not going to bite you. We will call you. We want you to come on the air and say this same thing. Let them say that we are doing everything. You see how daft our people are. They are so stupid.
Yeah,
and when
yeah.
we say, they say, oh, Director, you are insulting me. I say, you are very, very daft. They are useless people. Some of them, not all of them, we must say.
Yeah, yeah.
In England, you are paying to have BBC broadcast Hausa service to Hausa people for free through your TV license. Do you see how stupid some people are? Do you see how hopeless they are? The Igbo people, they are paying TV license. From that TV license, they are producing Hausa service on the BBC. There is no Igbo service. And they come out and they say they're intelligent. And then you have Radio Biafra broadcasting to the whole world. And you're saying, so what is BBC gaining by broadcasting? Or CNN gaining by broadcasting to their people? Yet they control you. And you say you're intelligent. I can't see this so-called fabled intelligence. I can't see it from these people. If you have something, if you want to start radio, your own radio station, we can help you start it. Start one where you are. So you think that people fight for Biafra because they want to make money out of Biafra. I don't blame them. I blame Owazirike. Maybe they look at Owazirike and they say everybody's like Owazirike. But I say to all of them, this is what the devil has done. The war we are fighting is both carnal, is both temporal and spiritual. On the temporal side, on the human side, the Hausas are dealing with us. Even cowardly Yorubas are deporting us. On the spiritual side, the devil is putting every obstacle, and that last obstacle is Owazirike. He has used Owazirike to put doubt in the minds of our people, to say that Biafra cannot be real, to say that genuine people cannot do Biafra, but we are here to prove everybody wrong. Because here at Radio Biafra, we delight in proving people wrong. This station is not going to close, no matter what they do. And some of these people who were fathered by Hausa men before, during, and after the war, I don't blame them. They will speak as their father because their mothers went across to the other line and fathered them. Anybody that opens his or her mouth to say that what Radio Biafra is doing is not real, was fathered by Hausa people, cannot be a genuine Igbo person. Because if you're genuine, you'd have been touched by the Spirit to know that we are incorruptible. Don't gossip like women, a bunch of useless market women. Come out in the open and debate us. And then we'll tell you who we are. That we don't lie to our people. We don't deceive our people. We don't take our people for a ride. Anything you think we have done, come out and tell us. Don't gossip behind our back. We believe in face-to-face talking. I don't believe in gossiping. I will tell you worse in your face than I will say behind your back. Anybody that knows me knows that's the way I operate. If I say something, I do it. When I told Nigeria that we will bring them down, they knew we meant business. When they arrested us and detained us, they knew they were wasting their time. When we spoke the truth about the criminalization of the Biafran struggle, they kidnapped us. They thought that by trying to humiliate us, by trying to torture us, somehow we'll stop Biafra. They are demented. One day they will remember Radio Biafra in perpetuity until the end of time. People will tell their children and their children's children what they were able to do from London. And that time is not too far away. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are? We can't hear you. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Turn your system off, please. Give us your name and where you are. Turn your system off. Go ahead.
Good day. My name is Okechukwu, and I normally call from Mumbai, India, and I'm from Imo State, Apa Olo. And I am very, very happy to each time I'm waiting for this baby. There is something I want to say. My brother, I don't want you to talk about people that are basically you, because what you are doing is not by your power. You are God sent. You are a God. I want you not to hear my voice, because I am more deadly more than any other thing, and I am more reported, and I'm more dangerous more than people think Nigerian military is. I can do undo when I rise up to do. When this Radio Biafra came out, I am the one who motivated myself. I don't know what I'm doing in the system, and I found this Radio Biafra out. I follow it all. I ask my God, and God review what this Radio Biafra is all about. There's nothing like cheating in this Radio Biafra. This Radio Biafra is trying to bring our people out of the bondage, because our people are dying. Our people are suffering. Some people now may stay in Lagos or other part of the world, or maybe Europe, or maybe a share country or whatever. They don't know what our people are passing through. Our people don't have to push. If these people don't know what they are doing, our land has come to bush. No one of them can come to Igbo land and stay there for 6 o'clock. Why was our land talking like this? Is it what our ancestors did for us? Is this? I am not happy for this. Everybody inside the house that my cat or maybe making this sort of feel that I am telling you, this is my typing name. You can read it out. If you want me to get him down, I will get him down. Any part of the world it is, I will only take a phone call. I am telling you, I am not happy for what is happening about my people. I was born and brought up in North. I schooled there in the North. I saw everything, even when the personal war is going on. I was there. I have men also there, but I don't love them. They are very evil men, both the Rivers and Lagos and Ausasa. They are very wicked people. They don't want us to leave. Now God has sent you to come down as a helper to bring us out about what others are doing. To bring this Biafra Republic down, and I believe with you, Dr. Nandi, I'm not one for respect that so much. I believe that this Biafra will come down, nothing will stop it. Even this transmitter is popular. We will get that transmitter, whether they like it or not. I am telling you, whether we carry on and scatter a lot of bank in the east and bring that money out. I am telling you. So, my brother, forget about what people are saying about you. They cannot bring you down. Even though so-called was taken from my own place, Imo State, cannot bring you down. Nobody from Anambra can bring you down. Yes, ma'am. So what I'm trying to say now, my own contribution now is that I am not happy about what is going on. My brother, keep your word. God will grant you because God is with you. When God is with you, no one can be against you. I am telling you, what you are doing was sent by God. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. As we said previously, we love to prove people wrong. We love proving people wrong. I remember when I was kidnapped by and tortured. I think on the second day of my torture, everything, my eyes were swollen, my clothes were torn from me. They did everything humanly possible, and they said to me, and I asked them, what is it actually that I did that white people came to kidnap me? I asked Uchenna Ahmad, why was it that you came to kidnap me? You led these armed people, the same Biafra that I'm fighting for, trying to get you out of prison, and you came to kidnap me. He said, what they spent 10 years in building, I destroyed in 3 months. I told him all I did was to speak the truth, that the truth is constant. Eziokwu na-akwoto kantu. It is constant. It doesn't change. From time immemorial, that was how our ancestors built our land. We love the doubters. We love them so much. You know what it does to us? It motivates us to work even harder. Maybe when people come and say, oh, you're doing so well, God bless you, maybe we become, it's called complacency. We become complacent. But criticism makes you to stand up and recognize that some people want you to fail. Not Hausa, not you, because they're afraid of us. When Hausa people hear our names, they run away. It is our people who we are fathered by Hausa people. Their mothers were wayward and went across, and Hausa people fathered them due to hunger. And they gave birth to them. They scrambled to Europe, and they have forgotten where they come from. This is Radio Biafra. We shall continue to speak the truth until we get Biafra in this same truth and honesty. We are not going to deviate. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We don't believe in gossip. Come out and say it so the whole world can hear it. Stop hiding. Because you have not said it, that is to show that you have nothing to say. Biafra is unstoppable, and we are marching forward to go and get it in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. Yes, your name and where you are. Hello.
Good evening, Dr. Nande, and my sisters, Chidera.
I am not a doctor, please. Neither academic nor medical. I am purely Nande. Kano, I am not a doctor. Please, I beg you.
One number, Nande. Good evening, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm Joseph Chikomeko Ovila. I'm calling from Mumbai, India.
From Mumbai in India. We are getting a lot of Indian calls today. Maybe India is coming up as they used to be before. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yesterday, I tried to call yesterday, but the line is so much busy. I just keep on listening to my brothers and sisters calling all over the world.
Yes.
So my contribution today is that I'm not happy, Nande. I'm not happy. Yesterday I want to call to say my opinion. Me, I'm really feeling bad for my people.
Please,
because of, I just came back from home.
Turn your system off. We can hear it. Turn it off. Turn your system off. Okay. Talk to us through Skype, please. I'm begging you.
Okay. Nande.
Yes.
Can you
hear me? Better. Yeah, we can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I said that I'm not happy. Sincerely, I'm not happy because of, I just came back from home and I see that our people are suffering. And our people back home, they don't know that they are suffering because they are blind. They are living in darkness. You know. So my anger today is that I want anything that they will. If they say that we should come back home, we should come and fight for our people, I'm ready today, right now, to go home, to go and fight. If I fight and die for my people, I know that God in heaven, the God of Israel, will give me rest in peace in the kingdom, in the heavenly kingdom. So I'm very angry and unhappy with that so-called Nigeria, that foolish and deadly country. Nigeria, that zone.
Yes.
My contribution today is that my contribution today is that I'm not happy. I'm badly annoyed because of what they are doing to us. What they are trying to turn us to Islam. Trying to turn us to what we are not born into. We are not even the days of our forefathers, the origin of Igbos. We don't worship unknown God. We worship the living God, the Creator, and with truth and sincerely. But now, today, what is happening to us, even in our land, our brothers are killing each other, which is bad.
Very bad. And they claim they are fighting for Biafra. They have not fought Boko Haram,
all of them, they are claiming that they are wise and they are intelligent. Everything they claim. To know why they are fooling themselves, think that they are fooling the masses, the people in their backs.
Yes, please stay where you are. I beg you to stay where you are, please. We have to take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give the world your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. I'm the Colonel. My name is Ikech Kwenyaga, and I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, the great man himself calling from Malaysia. That is our coordinator in Malaysia, the flagship of this very struggle that we're embarking upon. Malaysia is very strong. We cannot thank them enough. We are relying on them. We don't want them to become complacent. We don't want Malaysia to slacken. We don't want Malaysia to be infected by the age-old Igbo disease of divide and rule. We don't want them to focus on anything apart from Biafra. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice this evening. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. I'll briefly take your time. I want to invite every Biafran who is in Malaysia here to our, some people have been calling and asking us, when next are you going to have your meeting? We want to be there present, but I had other things in mind and they kept on, and I understood that it's better to give the people, that is actually why we are looking for Biafra, give the people what they want. So we have my leaders have agreed that we fix a date tomorrow. Today actually is Saturday here. It is about after 3 a.m. And that means after 3 a.m. So we'll be having a meeting for every Biafran who is residing anywhere in Malaysia here. We'll be having a meeting today at 4 p.m. It starts at 4 p.m. And it's important to understand that it's not African time. This is Biafran time. When we say 4 p.m., we are going to start at 4 p.m. and close as soon as possible. The purpose for the meeting is, if you want to meet your fellow Biafrans here, if you want to know why we are brotherly and together for every time they call, and it's not because we have muscles, it is the love for Biafra that drives us. If you want to know why Biafra has become our common bond, and if you want to join us, or if you have complaints or inquiries, you want to, whatever it is you want to get in touch with concerning Biafra and concerning Biafrans here in Malaysia, please do try and get in touch with us. The contact information is already posted in Radio Biafra London page. Please try and get in contact with us. And I acknowledge some of them that have already started calling. The first time you mentioned it, I started receiving calls and some started adding to our Skype group, and they are already connected to our group. So please whatever it is that you have today, if you are here in Malaysia, please do yourself a favor. Do Biafra a favor. You are not doing Biafra a favor. But do yourself and your children and your generation a favor and make out time to join us tomorrow. We will be expecting you. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. There was also another issue. There is a group. What is that group called? The group for coordinators that are on Skype.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Clarify that, please, so we understand where we are.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for reminding me. We have our country coordinators forum in Skype. Please, if you are a coordinator of any country and you've proven to have been able or to have got work to gather at least 10 volunteer members, please try and get in contact with Radio Biafra London. Get in contact with me. Get in contact with Radio Biafra London Facebook page. Try as much as you can to get in contact with me. You can get in contact with Sister Maureen in Canada. You can get in contact with Michael Iranya in USA. You can get in contact with Michael
Clifford Iranya in USA.
Irania, yes, Michael Irania, thank you for that correction. Michael Irania in Italy, and we have Chidera, Sister Chidera in USA too. You can also get in contact with, if you are somewhere in Qatar or Doha, try and call our brother, get in contact with our brother Chidozi. We have a lot of them, but if you don't know, if you are sure you've done your work and or you need a direction or a blueprint of how we started from the scratch and how we got to where we are today and how we are still ready to do more, please try and get in contact with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That is very clear. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Carol, what do you have to say?
Yes, I love that, Malaysia. I would like people from Switzerland to contact me. I've been contacted by somebody in Switzerland and they're looking for your country coordinator. So can Switzerland send us some messages, please?
So we have people in Switzerland and they want to know where to go to. Please, the country coordinator for Switzerland should please come forward so that people will know where to go to. We are growing exponentially. Biafra is growing, not us, not Radio. People, just what we're here to do is to facilitate Biafra's being together. That's all. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, a very good evening. I am calling you all the way from New Delhi, India. How are you today, sir?
Very well, thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from London to the whole world. Please give us your full name and where you come from in Biafra land, please.
Okay, my name is Colin Sokudre Chimba. I'm calling you from New Delhi, India.
Yes, and where do you come from? Iwonyebe.
I'm on Yembise, Imo State.
That's very good. Go ahead, go ahead.
Ihe m na-ekwu dat na ọrụkwa na m abịa fara na-ekwu okwu eke mgbe anya nọ Adam na ikpere ga-enwekwa n'isi ọ ga-adịkwa n'anya onwe anyị wụ ma ọlọrọ ọhụrụ mma o teela anyị na ọrụ akwọ bịa fara. Hello?
We are listening, please speak in English if you can, so, because the whole world is listening.
Okay, it has been a long time we have been expecting this Biafra.
Yes.
Even our parents have been telling us about Biafra, how they fought for this Biafra. I thought that since we have fought for Biafra, we need this independence. Let the whole world look into it. Yes. I cannot see how the things that have been brought from the Easterners are being used to feed the whole country, being Nigeria. So we need to struggle hard so that we can have this independence.
Yeah, can you turn your system down, please, so I can respond to you? Well, I will start by asking you, you as an individual, what have you done as a person to bring about Biafra?
Yes, what I have done as an individual at this my age, I pray and I believe in life that this Biafra must have heard. Let it come to pass.
I said, what have you done? Apart from prayer, what else have you done tangibly? Because you can pray to pass your exams, but you still have to go and write that exams. You still have to study. What have you done as a person to make sure that Biafra comes?
I am advising my fellow Biafrans. Let us work hard to see that this Biafra come to pass. Even when I was in Nigeria, okay?
Yes.
Anywhere they have Mazok meeting, they are debating about how they in Biafra we got here. I used to be there before I left Nigeria.
Okay. At least you've done something. You've belonged to a group and you've done something. You've preached Biafra to people. That is your work. But now that you're outside, a lot more is needed from you to accomplish Biafra. What I ask you to do, please, is to go and study the history of Zionism. Go and look at how the state of Israel came into existence so that we have a template. You have to go and learn from other people. Go and read the revolution in Iran. Go and read the revolution in Russia. Read the revolution in England. Also talk about or read about or read on or read about how Israel came into existence. That way you will understand what is expected of you. People wishing for Biafra, talking about Biafra, praying for Biafra alone without work, Biafra will not come. You have to do something. Only he get married to Biafra. Biafra is not prayer. Biafra is not on Facebook. Biafra is not on Twitter. Biafra is not even on radio. Biafra is in you. It is what you have in you to bring to the table that counts. That is what makes you a Biafran. Not wishful thinking, not prayer, not any. It is action. Thank you very much. Or you can stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Well,
China Grom from Russia. China Grom from
Russia.
Okay, go ahead. We are listening, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to confirm, I sent my account details, I just reviewed my tweets concerning the transmitter to do. So I sent all the information in the Skype, directly the Skype, but I want to send out if I do.
Yes, we need to have a look. I ask you please to send it also by text if you can. I cannot recall or seeing anything at all. Chidera and Karamonde has been at work extensively all day. No, we have not received it on Skype. I suggest you send it to us via text message on this line that you're calling, because you're calling us on the studio line. Send it to us via text message. But a lot of people have come forward to try to redeem their pledge, which is a very good thing. And we are announcing to the world, because they say we must tell them what we are doing. We have paid some deposits towards the transmitter, so they're keeping it for us. And we are going to do an inspection of the transmitter tomorrow. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, the editorial board of Radio Biafra will visit the transmitter to go and inspect it. We have paid some deposits towards the transmitter, so they're keeping the transmitter aside for us. We must now redouble our efforts to make sure we complete the payment for the transmitter, that we complete the payment also for the mass that will ensure that we attend 2,500 miles during the day and over 4,000 miles at night. That means that we broadcast from Biafra land and even people in the UK can receive it. So it is important that we all redouble our effort to make sure we contribute towards the transmitter, please. So retext your information to us. Send it back to us via text on this very line you're calling, so that we can get hold of it and do the work that God asked us to do.
Yeah, the question is, how many days have you got left?
Thank you very much. Do that. Thank you. Yes, Carol?
Yeah, how many days have you got left? You've paid a deposit. Obviously, they've given you an amount of days, 14, 28. How long have they given you to pay?
We have the statutory 28 days to complete the payment before we take the shipment. It is there ready for us. We've asked them to prepare the transmitter. They have done so. They have done everything. We have paid them, so they're not going to sell this particular one. It is 50 kV, one of the most powerful equipments ever, because this is Radio Biafra. We want to do something. We do it properly. We have secured it. We have paid. We have put down some deposit for the transmitter. It is coming. It may take time, but it's going to come. Like our app, we are very sorry to say, but our app is coming. And believe you me, when you see it, it's very, very beautiful. It will be in every telephone you can ever think of. And please don't think that if you have it in your phone, that somehow, no, Biafra is from God himself. Biafra, to tell you how much God loves Biafra. When the Hausa Fulani people came, God allowed them to take over Yoruba land. That is why half of them are Muslims. But when the same army came to where we were, God in heaven sent such a fly to go and kill all of them. If that same miracle had happened anywhere on earth, you'd be reading about it and shouting hallelujah every blessed day. It happened in Biafra land. It happened in Lower Benue. That is the border that we have with the infidels from the north. That is where God said, beyond this point are my children. You cannot come in. So we are very special people. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Hello, Lady Biafra. Here is Zebedi, Ejike Mekori, calling from Germany.
From Germany, Zebedi.
Kumatoni, he's the government, name of state.
Thank you very much.
I am not sure, Mr. Afana, you said that we should read the history of Israel and Iran, how they acquire or they actualize their aim.
Yes.
In their country.
Yes.
And I can understand that the Israelis have a very strong leg in Western world in terms of those representing them and lobbying on their behalf for the Western world or the Western world to be able to protect their own personal interest in that region. And the Biafrans now, I love what you are doing by mobilizing every Biafran sleeping around all over the world, because it's like we don't have a land again. We are now like a CGO now, or how they call it in Europe. We don't have a land. How can we be able to have a strong leg in this Western world? I have been hearing you are calling people all over the countries that are representing the Biafra, but there is no person coming from Germany to represent Biafra. We are also Biafrans, and we have Ndibo Congress.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
So how can we work on that to be able to be like Israelis, to be able to acquire and achieve their personal aim? You know, because I'm calling it personal, because we don't need to think about the whole Nigeria. We have to think of our own now. So that's my question. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very, very much for your question. It's a very valid question. It's very simple. Even the same way that some of us are behaving in America, in Europe, in Canada, in some parts of Asia, was the same hopelessness and stupidity that afflicted international Jewry. When wise men and some of them were going about preaching Zionism, the first thing they did was the Balfour Declaration, when the British Prime Minister declared the right of the Jewish people to have a homeland in Israel. The same thing has happened to our people as well, because we now have the United Nations Charter on the Rights of the Indigenous People. So there was a legal backing authorizing the Israelis, authorizing the Jews to go back to establish a home state of their own in Palestine. That is number one. So the same thing happened to the Jews. We also have our own. The Jews, theirs was called the Balfour Declaration. Ours is the Declaration of the United Nations on the Rights of the Indigenous People all over the world, which is the template upon which we are using to go and get Biafra for ourselves. Another thing happened was this. During that time, a very few wealthy Jewish families, ostensibly the Baron, I don't know if you've heard of a man called Baron von Rothschild, incidentally, was based in Germany before they came over to the UK. Baron von Rothschild, the Rothschild family, the very known wealthy banking and shipping family. Very, very wealthy. They gave money to their people, the same way that we have the likes of Moses Mwigwes of this world, and the likes of, as it's just come, Darlene Tingimo, not in the same league, of course. But people that came out and said, I support what you're doing, go ahead. Ordinary Jews on the street, the people, those trading, those selling their shop, those doing one tiny business, they said, no, don't tell me about Palestine, we're waiting for the Messiah to come. The same nonsense that you have amongst our people, the same thing that you had people laughing and jeering when Noah was building the ark, the same thing you had in Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot was preaching, you have the same mindset afflicting our people. The same nonsense that when Moses was climbing Mount Sinai to go and get the tablets, commandments from God, they were busy molding an idol to worship, saying, God, why did you bring us out of Egypt? The same mindset afflicts our people, because we are the children of God, that is true. But we are also the possession of the devil, some of us are. That is why nothing good can come out of us. What I'm telling you is this, in a nutshell, is that very few people will accomplish this. Very few people, not many. Very few people, the same thing with Zionism. The people that founded Israel, that included Golda Meir, that included Ben Gurion, that included Shimon Peres, that included Ariel Sharon, that all these people, most of them came from Russia. They are Russian Jews. What they did was to persuade Russia to go to the United Nations to table the motion calling for the creation of the State of Israel in 1948. our people must do the same in America. We have our Biafrans in America, they must do the same. We have them in Canada. Go and persuade the respective governments. Tell them that our people are dying. Tell them that they're deporting us from Lagos. Tell them that they're slaughtering us. Tell them that they are forcibly converting us to Islam. That way they will understand. People should sit at home and hope for the best. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. As you are hearing, you are mentioning the Lagos state deporting the Biafrans from Lagos. I think we have to, first of all, unite at home, because the Abia state government is even deporting the Imo state government workers who are working in Abia state, state house. It's the same thing moving around. How can we put our hearts together to be able to fight the common enemy?
I
would like Radio Biafra to try to do some homework, and don't be upset when people are talking, using wrong words about Radio Biafra, what is going on, and then maybe comparing Radio Biafra to one thing or the other in terms of money issues, you know. I would like you to ignore that, because it's normal. It's normal. As far as they are trying to put things in order, there are people who their job is to sabotage what you are doing. It happens in Biafra. It happens with Jonathan. It happens to everybody. Even the Jews that you are calling, there are saboteurs among them. They try to sabotage the state of Israel. But it didn't stop them. They keep on going.
Thank you.
So, you are welcome, my brother.
Thank you. And it's very good what you have said, so that we understand. The reason why I asked our people to go and read about the formation of the state of Israel is this. Even in Israel, there were the Haganahs and there were the Egon. They were even at some point, they've even fought against each other. They killed each other. But at the end of the day, Haganah became preeminent. Although that the Menachem Begin came from Egon and became the prime minister, the very hawkish right-wing prime minister of Israel. But two of them even had to fight, as our brother said. There were even some right-wing Israelis in America that said no to the formation of the State of Israel. They did not buy any guns to support Haganah in fighting the British to leave Palestine alone for the children of God. But yet they found money to go and buy weapons to come and fight their own people, so that Tel Aviv will not be the capital. Because they said it is either Jerusalem is the capital or there will be no State of Israel. And Ben Gurion of Haganah said, no, let us start incrementally. We get Tel Aviv today. Next time we'll go and get Jerusalem. Today, Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel. To the glory of God should every accolade go. Our people must understand, you can never have 100% unity. There are those who are agents of devil. For some of them, the devil has gone inside them and can never leave them. They have taken possession of them. But for us, we know and we make bold to say once again that the Spirit of God is in us. And we are going to get Biafra, if our people like it or not. If we get Biafra, if you like, you come. If you like, don't come. It's not our business. If you like, you support Radio Biafra to get transmitter. If you like, you don't, we'll get transmitter. If you like, you support us in what we are doing to recruit and to volunteer ourselves to fight for our country. If you like, you don't, we are going to do it. We are not begging anybody. Because even Ojukwu himself said that stones will rise up to fight for Biafra. People should go and understand what that thing means. It means, if you like it or not, Biafra is coming. Not any type of Biafra. Not Biafra of kidnappers. Not Biafra of where you see your own brother and you kill him. Or you kill her. Or you see your sister, you kill her. No. If you want to kill people, go and kill Hausa people. Go and kill Yoruba people. Go and kill Fulani people. You don't come and kill your own type and you're telling me you're a strong person. You're a buffoon. This is Radio Biafra, please. Do we still have the caller on Skype? Do we have you on Skype?
Yeah, I'm here. I said, how can we establish this Radio Biafra also in Germany?
You can run if Germany is strong. If Germany is as strong, the only people that has the right now to call for the establishment of Radio Biafra is Malaysia. Because Malaysia is formidable. If Germany grows to be as strong as Malaysia, we can run a program from Germany. Some of you can get together and give us 2 hours of programming from Germany. We'll be more than happy to run that from here, because we have the technology to do so. We assemble you somewhere in the studio in Germany and we route it from London. We have the technology and we can do it. If you are strong in Germany, then we will come to Germany and make sure that that happens. Yes?
The Igbo Congress is more than strong in Germany.
You didn't say Biafrans, you said Ndi Igbo. We want Biafrans, we don't want Ndi Igbo.
They are the children of Biafra. any organization ndi Igbo na form, they have Biafra behind their brain. They are not forming those states now abroad. They are trying to find a way to lobby for the successful of Biafra land.
Go to those people and ask them to help us to buy a transmitter. Then we know they are serious. Germany is the technological place that can even buy us a printing press in Germany. So we can go back home and plug or bridge what I call the information deficit, which the Yorubas and the Hausas have given to us over the years. They should do something. Saying you love Biafra by mouth is one thing. Doing something about it is another. Having an Igbo group is meaningless unless you convert the aims and objectives of that very group towards the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. Thank you very much for calling, and may God bless you. Thank you very much. We've had a lot of calls, a lot of people calling. And please, we ask you to try and bear with us. We are doing everything we can to make sure that we accommodate all the calls. If need be, we can remain on air for as long as possible. We don't want anybody to slacken. Please concentrate. If you have called us before, try not to call us again. That this is Radio Biafra. We try to take one call at a time, please. After we finish your calls, after you must have spoken, please do not, please, any more longer call us. You can call tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Chidera, you have called us. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, I stepped away for a while and I came back. So I saw the post that Carl Mundy made on Facebook regarding the transmitter, that a deposit has been made. Is that true?
Yes, of course it is, yes. We have made a deposit, yes, we have.
And I'm just saying, as well, that we have only 28 days to complete the payment. So I call to appeal to the people that this is the time for us to... for all hopes to be on deck, for everyone to contribute towards the transmitter, because right now it's very, very serious. It's really, really serious. It's going to be an embarrassing thing for us to make this deposit, and at the end of 28 days, we're not able to complete the payment, and they'll just simply take back the transmitter for months, and it's going to be even worse than not buying it at all. So I'm appealing to people, especially those people that for challenge to bring us £500. I'm still appealing to them to come out and make sure that we really get this transmitter and own it. Also, I wanted to talk about the payment method as well, because there are some people, like I told you, that complained about the PayPal accounts. So I'm trying to let them know that in no distant time that the PayPal should be disassociated from the credit cards, so that they can easily make their payments with their debit or credit cards without being referred to PayPal. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that information. Thank you very, very much. Yes, we reiterate that we have made a deposit, a non-refundable deposit. They wanted to know if we were very serious, and we said we are. They said then you have to make a non-refundable deposit, and that is what we have done. We have made a non-refundable deposit for our beloved transmitter. That transmitter is going to Biafra land, from where the world will know that we exist as a people, from where we'll be able to silence our critics and our doubters, from where we'll be able to say to them that Radio Biafra is the only O-N-L-Y. Sosoya is what we have propagating the message of Biafra to the whole world. There is no other. We only have one Radio Biafra, not two, not three, not four. The reason why we're able to do it is because we are more intelligent than others. It is not because we are stronger than other people. It's not even because we are more knowledgeable than other people. It is because we are doing the work of God. God has asked us to do it. And that is what we are doing. Simply doing the work of God. Of course, Satan will also do his own work. Satan will also go. The same way that God is using us to work, Satan will always use some people to sneer at what we are doing. Satan will use some people to say that what they are doing cannot come to pass. But the same thing was said about the state of Israel when wise men and a few of them started it. Today, Israel is one of the strongest, most powerful countries in the world. But when it started, it was a joke. The same way that we are going, they were not always united. As we have said before, there were the Aegon and there were the Haganahs. They didn't always agree eye to eye. Even the right wing Jews in the Hasidic Jews in New York said no. But God said the time has come. 1948 was the appointed time, and it happened the same way that before 2015 there is going to be Biafra, if we like it or not. If you like, you support. If you like, don't support. But the good thing about technology is that we have all the names. You know, it's not like before. Somebody will come and say, oh, I'm a veteran. I fought at Ozak through. This time around, everything is meticulously documented. When you make contributions to Radio Biafra, it is on PayPal. It doesn't go away. It is there. If you send it via Western Union, it is there. It doesn't go away. You have your own record. So when you say, oh, I supported what Radio Biafra was doing, we go and ask you to bring evidence. If you don't have the evidence, we put you where we put liars and deceivers, because this is Radio Biafra and we are doing the work of God. Please give us your name and where you come from, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Yes,
Pastor Olivier Messina. Yes, please go ahead. We are listening from Thailand. We are listening. Go ahead.
Please, I have some corrections I want to give to all Biafras all over the world. One of them is, you know, people call us black people, we are not black, that's one thing. Instead, we are chocolate. It's better we use that word, chocolate people. We are not black. Study about black. Black is something that is very dark. But we are not dark people, we are chocolate people. This is the good name we chose to put it, and give people to call all their friends all over the world. Another thing is, I want to suggest to the people who are talking that they should go home to fight the Nigerians or whosoever over there. Please, Biafra is holy. We're supposed to dress as holy people. Fighting cannot give us anything. I think the best we are fighting now is how to raise the money and buy the transmitter. This is that money that person will use to go home to fight. They give us that money so we can buy the transmitter. Will help us more better than going home to fight anybody. Let's fight with our transmitter. I think it will give us what we want. Follow up again is like my mother for our brother from India who daddy he want to go home. Let them not go home to fight. Biafra is holy and let us behave holy. Another thing I want to comment is please, our moderator and our coordinator, please listen to me. If possible, anytime we are talking about some pastors that are fake and pastors that are good, everywhere in the world we support the condemn of any ministry or any pastor. Everything in this world have origin and have imitation. There are still some pastors that are good in Igbo land and in Biafra land. There are still some pastors that are not good. But we leave everything. God is the highest judge and God knows who is who. Even then, we are struggling for Biafra. There are still some good Biafras. There are still fake Biafras among us too. So this is one of the things I see that is our headache. If we are discussing on these issues, it will be disturbing us. Let's talk what will make people to, you know, that will ginger the heart of people to support and let there be unity. And on the issue of turning people Muslim or turning people to this, which not be against any religion. We are holy people. Our job now is what we can do to win the heart of people and tell them the simple truth. The Bible says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. When the time comes, everybody must know the truth. And I think this is the time for all their friends all over the world to come to know the truth and the truth will set us free. This is what I have to say as of now. And I still want to give all the Biafras in Thailand our new number that we can use, that it's working 24 hours. And I put it in this way, +66 81 300 3120. They can call this number 24 hours, the number is working. And I'm assuring you people that very soon you will hear good news in Thailand. God bless you people.
Thank you very much, and continue with the work that you're doing. Continue the work you're doing because we welcome it. It's very important. Continue the work that you are doing. It's very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Kachuku, and I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, go ahead.
The guy told me I called from Germany, and he was asking how you can start a Radio Biafra in Germany. I think what he means is the people could not in Germany. I think
okay.
It's a new person that is the plane to the Biafra Mule.
Yes.
So I think, you know, if you still want me now, you can give me the contact of Frederick Onyane.
Yes.
And ask also if it's, because I don't know where we set up terminate research. Maybe it's writing in Greenland, you can get my contact. Frederick Onyane can give him also my contact.
Yes, that is true. That is very, very true. Yes.
So you have to know about it that we are Jamile is online.
Okay, we'll tell him to try and do that. We are very grateful. Thank you. Of course, Jamile is very strong. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. Hello. We have a caller on Skype. Amos, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear us. That this is Radio Biafra, please. We had somebody on Skype, but he wasn't able to hear us, please. So we ask you to try and call back. Chidera, you said you still have other things to say. You've not finished. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, concerning the transmitter, now that we've made the deposit, are they going to allow us to take it and start using? Or are they going to keep it until we complete the payment?
I beg your pardon, what are you saying?
What was the...
Sorry?
Now that we have made a deposit for the transmitter, are they going to allow us to start using it, or are they going to keep it until we complete the payment? What is the arrangement?
They cannot move it out of the UK until we complete payment, because you cannot buy it by hire purchase. They can only finance hire purchase if the equipment is going to be in the United Kingdom. Because you are moving it away out of the UK, their insurance cannot cover it. You have to pay for it in full before it leaves here. We are not just talking about the transmitter.
Okay.
We are also going to buy the mast. If you look at MTN or Glo mast, you know what is a mast.
So
we need two 120 meter tall mast as well to go with the transmitter. So all of that is what comes up to £50,000. Yes.
Okay, yeah, so this deposit was just to secure that particular transmitter.
Yes, it was to secure the transmitter alone, not even the mast itself. It's just to secure the transmitter. Yes, Carol?
Yeah, you will need a complete bill of sale to come out of customs of the UK. So you won't be able to clear it out of dock until you've got your bill of sale to show the customs officer that it's paid for, especially going to Nigeria.
You must show British customs that you've paid for the item in full. You cannot buy hire purchase item out of the UK. It is not possible.
Okay,
thank you very much. Thank you. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. Good morning.
Good evening from London. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay. This is Williams Emenike calling from China.
Williams Emenike from China. Please go ahead.
That is Awed Ban calling from China. I just want to help you with food and cook you more. And I pray that God will give you people more grace and more heart to go ahead. When you know the CK,
I'm not
Yes, we are listening attentively. We are listening attentively. We are listening. Yeah, you did well. We have all of those people. There is nothing we cannot do as long as we have the resources to do it. We cannot, the same way that we are volunteering our time and working on this Biafran project 24 hours a day, if you go and pull somebody else out with commitment, you have to pay them to do so. So once we are able to pay people to work for Radio Biafra in a professional capacity, by which I mean where we pay them to do so, then they will come. Don't forget that people come to Europe, they come to America, they come to, or they travel to all the cities to go and work and earn a living and then build their family, not necessarily to go and do freedom fighting. So it's very difficult, but we have them already. It's a question of being able to support them enough to come to the studio to help us to broadcast for free. If we pay them, they'll be here tomorrow. But you can understand, because they have bills to pay like every other person. Okay? Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, if you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today from London. As always, we came back from our tour of Canada and of the United States, and we are welcoming all our new listeners, that this is the only place where you come to and you'll be touched by the Spirit of God. This is where you come to and you hear the truth. This is where you come to, and we encourage you to come out in the open and tell us how we are performing, both good or bad. Please don't be afraid. We defend your right to speak your mind very freely, without fear, without any threat whatsoever to your life or to your being. We welcome every criticism. We welcome every appraisal of what we are doing, because in the new Biafra that we are going into, we want to take everybody along with us if it is possible. If it is impossible, then we abandon those that we can abandon and go into Biafra. They can join us at their own time later on. What we do not tolerate is cynicism. Cynicism is not very good. If you are cynical towards Biafra, your name can be Ogechi. Your name can be Chima. Your name can be Chidebere. It doesn't mean you are a Biafran. It means quite simply that you were fathered by a Hausa person. You can answer every Igbo name on this earth. What tells me you are an Igbo person? What tells me you are a Doma, you are Efik, you are Ibibio, you are Anang, you are Ebwanke, is what you are as a human being. Do you have Biafra in your soul? If you don't have Biafra, you are not an Igbo person. You were fathered by a Hausa person. Go and ask your mother who got her pregnant. Your mother was probably unfaithful to your father. Because if you're a genuine Igbo person, you must love freedom. If you're an Igbo person, you must hate what is happening to our people in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is I'm coming from China.
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. This is Radio Biafra from London. Go ahead.
Hello, I thank you for the good work you're doing. You are welcome from America.
Thank you.
3 or 4 days now. Your God will bless you. You are the mouthpiece of the Igbos and also the whole Biafran.
Thank you.
I just want to give you an information. One of the candidates in Anambra
Yes. Who came to China to do his politics, to do his campaign. Yeah. Yeah. He came to China to do his campaign for being the next governor of Anambra State. I was happy when I heard him saying that the Biafra, that is, the Biafran people are preparing for anything that is going to come out of Nigeria. Because I know that now that most of them have known that Igbos, or rather Biafra, are in Nigeria.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Yeah, so I'm happy. Talk to us over the phone. Don't forget about the radio you're listening to. Forget it and speak to us over the phone. You can go back and download and listen to your voice later. For now, concentrate on the phone and speak to us because the world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to inform you that if I know back him to do his campaign in China today, and he's going all over the world campaigning.
He's campaigning all over the world, yes. Go ahead.
All over the world for his governorship aspirants in Anambra State. So, but his speech today shows me that all of them, they know about this Biafra. They know about the struggling about Biafra. They have found out that the outside people are using them to do their own things. You know?
Yes.
So today he tells us that he is supposed to be number two or number three as a rich man. But because he is a Igbo, then they relegated him to number 10. You understand me now?
Yes, yeah, so he wants to be
most of them.
He wants to be the number one rich man.
yes, he's an Igbo. He has the money. He has the money and he has the power. I know. Yeah, he got the money, but because he's an Igbo man, they're into 10. And he, today he said that the outsiders are telling what is happening in Nigeria.
Please, my brother is if he is interested in Biafra. If he's still in China, as one of our sisters are asking on Facebook, let him go and buy the transmitter and leave it in China. We'll come and take it from China if he's interested in Biafra. Because he knows that if he buys us a transmitter, if he goes wrong, we'll shred him. If he goes wrong, we'll shred him. He knows that very well. Mm. That this is Radio Biafra. Tell him you are listening to Radio Biafra. Ask him, call his hotel room and ask him to go to www.radiobiafra.co where he can learn the truth. We don't want people who will come when they're campaigning like Rocha Sokrocha. He was singing a Biafran war song at Battersea. He came to London. Some idiots went to go and see him. I didn't go. Mm. He was singing Biafran war song. After a while, what is he doing? He is the one that placed our sister in government house, you know, where to be using to entertain Hausa people. When they come, they give an Igbo attracts to them to go and sleep with. He's a lunatic. Tell him he is not talking about Biafra. Tell him he has been sent by Obasanjo and Co. Tell him that Biafra, the new Biafra we are building, is for those who are pure at heart.
Mm.
Not for criminals who are working with Nigeria. Yeah. They have been contaminated. We don't need them in Biafra. Thank you very much for calling and God bless all of you in China. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is... can I continue?
We are listening. We are waiting for you to speak. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. My name is Chidi Okemunaje. My name is Chidi Okemunaje. I'm calling from... My name is Chijoke Nnaji. I'm calling from Kyiv, Ukraine.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Italy, yes. Italy is very strong. Go ahead, yes, go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. Monu wande ndewo. I'll do so. Biko Potakwa, one nanny work on Ebaha. Our brother is doing very well in Italy. Are you in touch with Michael Iranya? Are you in touch with him, Michael Iranya? Okay, Michael Iranya is our brother. He is listening. Your telephone number is here. We will send it to Michael Iranya once this program is finished. We will send it to Michael Iranya so that he can contact you, so that you can be part of our people in Italy. You can be part with also Chike Anye Bulam. Our brother Chike is there as well. You can be part of what they are doing in Italy. Italy is growing very, very strongly, and we encourage all of you to come together to support the effort and initiative of Radio Biafra Broadcasting from London, and also of Bilie Human Rights Initiative under the directorship of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, I will do so, but one more time.
It is the same Achuzie Cornell. Achuzie Ered is the secretary of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. The chairman is His Royal Majesty Honorable Justice Eze Ozubu, retired, and the vice chair of that group is Dr. Dozie Ikedife Ikenganewi.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. Yes, yes, the number will be sent to you immediately after this program. Thank you very much.
Okay, now. Bye.
Thank you. Yes, we have people calling. Let's go. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. Please raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Emekanwu calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not busy.
Yes.
I name one about two. Now you get two times in a day.
Yes.
Are they easy?
At all.
If I go, yeah. If we now one night we're gonna go, Iketuku in Yago, our connect on Malaysia.
Yes, you know Iketuku very well. You know Iketuku, yes.
Yeah, it's my connect on Malaysia. That's we have a meeting tomorrow.
That is
really today.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And another young week, and other easy.
No, he is doing well. Malaysia is strong. Ikechukwu is every coordinator must emulate what Ikechukwu Enyagu is doing.
I am the police now, brother. So
yes.
I can do it with that kind of thing.
Yes.
So I know. I'm going to go to the airport.
Yes.
If I'm the one I am Brad States, I like me feel bad here, but I'll and I go live transmitter. I'll talk about the African way Biafra because only who no Gabo on his one of the richest man in Nigeria. Oh my name Ibn Dibo, or my canals of that seat. Why can't him fight for Biafra first? Yeah, but why can't him fight for Biafra? Because those five state governors, I'm gonna east. Pamu is you, Gumana, Arlan, and Dowson, Guanazo, the Mekana, Bevla, Kajolepata. If ago. Because I don't know what the mother na fight for this human vital. If I can go transformer, my transmitter and can I okay with if you feel like I can go here. Now that one has me to put in that device na o start the manual of abo at a gun can ask that. Ndị ọbụna ebe ọbụna asị ma ndị nọ na diaspora ma ndị nọ n'ụlọ ka agbakọ aka ndị a na-akpa ifukwa maka ndị maka ndị asị na onye nọ n'ụlọ nnata maka ndị nọ n'ezi ndị nọta maka ndị nọ n'ụlọ akịta nwa na this diaspora na we are fighting for our people at home na ndị ọkwa na n'ụlọ abịrịkwa ka anyị dịkwe ka anyị ka anyị nwere jikọta onwe anyị ọnụ wee fight maka this transmitter ka o were tefe ka a na-akpụ ike ekene gị. Udo dele gị dịkwazị ma ezinụlọ gị ma ndị kalụmonde ma chidera ada chidera ma ndị nọsịrị ma nemepe ya na-eme na-aga nke ọma ekene
mmụike anyị
nwere meeting na-echi ka anyị malụ nke anyị na-emesa.
Malaysia is meeting tomorrow. Malaysia is meeting tomorrow. We are very grateful for that call. Very, very grateful that this is Radio Biafra. Normally, we will be coming to the end of the program, but there are still many calls coming in. And then what do we do when calls keeps coming in is that we keep taking them. If you have joined us today, that we are very, very grateful. We are ending the program today at 9 o'clock. We can't continue, but we are leaving you with a reminder that the Jews were killed in every part of the world they went to. The hatred is the same way we are being killed all over the Zoological Republic and even being deported. Also, we take this and we make this our last call for the day. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Nnamdi, I am Chinedu Okoro calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Chinedu Okoro from Malaysia. Please go ahead. We are listening.
First of all, I want to apologize for what people are saying about you. There are some people are saying evil that you are eating the money. They are very stupid. The people saying that saying they are very stupid and they are not Biafrans. Because if they are to be a Biafran, they would not say that nonsense.
Because no, I like what they are saying. I like it. They said I'm eating. Can you ask the person, please?
Which money?
I'm happy. Ask the person. How you know them is this. Anybody telling you that Radio Biafra is in the business of trying to raise funds for themselves, you will know that that person hasn't contributed a penny. If you ask that same person now to show you proof that they've contributed money to Radio Biafra, they don't have it. Go and ask them to show you proof. You see, that is, they say empty barrel makes the most noise. Empty barrel. These people, they have nothing within them. And we welcome it because we said to them that their cynicism is what carries us on. Their foolishness and their stupidity is what, even if we are going to slacken, we remember their hopelessness and we continue in what we are doing. Because it is shameful to us that such people are answering to Igbo. They say they are Igbo people. We welcome them. We like what they are saying, but please beg them. In the name of God, ask them to come on the air and defend it. Anything we say, we don't like side talk. Let them come on the air, please. Go ahead.
Please, my brothers that are saying evil about our director, if you know that he is eating our money or eating the government money, please come on air to say it to the world and tell all the money that he is eating.
Yes.
Tell us how much that he has contributed in this program.
Yes.
That he knew that he had been eating. Please, you people should stop that nonsense. I personally am not happy. I don't like it.
No, please like it. It's good. I live in England in a very civilized society. People make all manner of accusations, even against political leaders in this country. But the British people are intelligent enough to know that anything you do in life should be based on evidence. These are the people sent by Wazirike to be talking nonsense. And I say to them, I have evidence against your master and your lord. What do you have against me? Show me. Let me see it. Bring it to the attention of the world. Don't stay in your backyard and be talking. Bring it to the attention of the world. Because this is Radio Biafra. We don't hide anything. Anything, everything is exposed. Wait until our app comes out. They will go disappearing. We have a special gift for them.
Sir.
Yes, go ahead.
So I'm very happy to receive the number of our brother Ikechukwu Enyago.
Yes.
Because here in Malaysia, I'm trying to see where I will find my people to join them, because I like Biafra. My father used to tell me much about Biafra. I came from Arutuku Kingdom in other states.
Yes.
Came from Arutuku Kingdom in other states.
Yes.
And my father used to tell me much about Biafra. And yes. Today I'm happy to receive the number of Ikechukwu Enyago, and I have called him immediately. I received his number. I called him and he connected me to his Facebook and the Skype and the site for Biafran in Malaysia here. So now we are discussing now.
Yes.
By today, by 4 p.m., we'll be meeting at the place we get to meet today. And yes, I want to assure you and assure the Biafrans in the diaspora everywhere that we are, that we the Biafra in Malaysia, we are very strong and we are ready to do everything. We are ready to do anything to achieve this Biafra, unless our people will stop it. But for we are not ready to stop. We will continue to make sure that we get this Biafra. Biafra is ours. We need it.
Yes.
Secondly, or thirdly, I am very much sad. I am very much upset to hear what happened in Lagos, that Fashola is chasing our people away from Lagos State. I am not happy. But sometimes I don't blame him, because our so-called idiot governor, D.A.O.G., that stupid man, that was what he did to Imo State people, living in other state. The workers, and sometimes ago, that he sent them away from our state to their state, which is so bad, which is very bad, it's not good. So if Fashola is doing it to our Igbo people in Lagos, I'm not blaming him, because our own people, they are doing it before. But I'm not happy. So this thing now makes us, we the Igbos, to come closer, to realize our mistake, and try to see how we can stop this nonsense happening to us. I'm not happy. Many of us here, we are not happy to see what is happening in your land. The one of Ifeanyi Ubah going to China to campaign for his political ambition in the Anambra State. There's no problem about it. But Ifeanyi Ubah, I, Okorochi Nedu, Brazil, I am asking you to buy us a transmitter. But you can buy it there in China. Keep it there. You can ask us to come and take it from China. We will pay for the transport and everything to shift it to Biafra land. That is what you are going to do for us. Don't ask us to vote for you. If you want us to vote for you, buy us a transmitter. We need it. You have the money. You want to be the number one or number two of the richest in Nigeria or in the world. That's your concern. That's your business. What we need from you is that transmitter. If you know that you want to be the number one in the whole world, we will give you, but buy the transmitter. This is what I want to say. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. And please, there's one of my sister that's working with you. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
My sister is working with you. I'm the lady from Arutuku Kingdom. What's her name again?
Is Chidera from Arutuku? I don't think so.
Is
Carol from Arutuku? There is Carol Monde and there is also Chidera, so I don't think any of them is from Arutuku for now. Okay, you're talking about Ogechukwu from Ogechukwu Ezuma from Canada, is it? Ogechukwu Ezuma, yes, they hosted Radio Biafra in Toronto, Canada, yes. Yes, they're from Arutuku, yes. And Uche Ezuma as well, a very lovely family, wonderful people. We are grateful to them, yes.
Yes, I knew them from Amofi, I knew them.
Okay.
I'm the how from Amofi.
Thank you very much. Yes, that was our last caller for the day. We welcome what people are saying. If you have made contributions to Radio Biafra, please wait. We publish our accounts once every year. In October, you will see everybody's name that has donated one dime to Radio Biafra and how we are going to run Radio, because we're going to set a template for other people to follow when we get Biafra. So you see how it is done. And please understand that this is freedom fighting that we are involved in. We are not involved in a social club or utumune. This is freedom fighting. There are certain privileged information you wouldn't want to give away to the enemy. Very soon they will ask us to publish the manifest of the shipping. They will ask us, when we say our transmitter is on the way, they will tell us to tell them the ship is traveling on. so the idiots can go and sell it to Nigerian government. These are merchants. These are merchants of doom. They are running all over the place, trying as much as possible to discredit, because they know Biafra is coming. So the devil is working overtime, using some of our people, but you are not going to succeed. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to an end. Please, yes, Carol, please, what do you have to say?
Yes, it amazes me that people say that they are struggling with the bank accounts. Yeah, I know that Malaysia and Qatar have real, like, problems with their government stopping the money coming out, and this, but they seem to get through somehow. They seem to struggle through. So, you know, there's no excuse for any of us, no alibi for any of us. It's up to us all to get Biafra. We unite, we get it together, we help our people, media strong, and then whatever it takes, whether it's war. If we can't get it legally, we'll have to go to war, and we need to fund that. Okay, people, anyway, good night. Take care. God bless. Shalom.
Thank you very much. God bless and shalom. Because our Omenala, the people say Omenala. Omenala is the book of Leviticus in the Bible. That's what it is. So shalom is in order. Please, Chidera, say goodbye to our people, because we're coming to an end.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I'm also going to reiterate on the transmitter again. We've heard that we have only 28 days to complete the payment, so I want each and every one of us to try as much as we can to make sure that before that 28 days ends, that transmitter must have been owned by us, especially for those of us here in the United States. Also, I want us here to be organized. Look at what Malaysia is doing. I get very jealous whenever they talk about their meetings and how coordinated they are. I would want something like that to happen here in the United States as well. So I want the coordinators here in the United States to double their efforts for us to be like Malaysia. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening to the broadcast, and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. I think we may have a text from one of our brothers. He's asking us to tell Ifeanyi Ubah that there will be no election in 2015. So he's wasting his time. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Please tell all the cynics, tell them we welcome criticism. Tell them that we are educated in civilized societies where people welcome and encourage criticism. Where if you work anywhere in England, the first thing they will ask you is, how many complaints did you get? Because the complaints makes a company to improve their image. Please, we want people to keep complaining more. Keep doubting us more. The more you doubt us, the more we love it, because it can only keep us on our toes and make us better. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you have listened to us on this planet today, we are saying thank you. Please tell Andy Obai, if he's in China and is listening, to download this podcast and listen to it. Ask him to tune in tomorrow. Tell him that we are here to bring about Biafra in truth and honesty, that we have seen people like him before, people that tell you one thing, and once they get into office, they do another. Tell him that Peter Obi, the killer of Ezu River people, tell him that Peter Obi came to England with His Excellency, our leader, General Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, and handed him over to us and said, make sure this man is elected. We elected him. He ended up killing our people. Please, Andy, but we want Biafra in truth and honesty. And when we get Biafra, only then can we believe you. Because for now, we do not believe in what you're saying. We do not believe that you are real. We think and know that you are fake. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And God bless all of you till tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. London time. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you.